Welcome to Under the Lights, Season 6, from the pages of IHS Fan Magazine. This is the show that shines the spotlight on high school football players, coaches, and teams in the greater Austin area. And now, here are your hosts, Rick Epstein and Jeff Power.
Good evening, high school football fans. Welcome to show number 8 of season number 6 for Under the Lights, Austin's longest running show featuring local high school football. If you like Austin area high school football, this is your show. For the next 10 weeks, we invite you to join us for an hour of fun. We are live at Bush's Chicken, 551 West Whitestone. Come on out and say hello, eat some great chicken. My name is Rick Epstein. I'm the publisher of IHS Fan Magazine, Austin's premier high school football preview magazine. Do me a favor, if you haven't already done so, take out your phone and follow us on Twitter at IHSFAN. That's at IHSFAN for great content, as well as you can get our free digital copy of the magazine. Just click on our profile and turn the pages of our magazine right from your phone. Also, while you have your phone out, download the Horn app so you can follow the IHS Fan Network. We have 8 teams that we broadcast area high school football on each week. And, hey, want to invite and say hello to the man who's been with me since show number 1, Jeff Power. Jeff, you ready to go?
Hey, we're close to my neck of the woods out here. I like it when we're on the road.
When we're on the road next to home. The man behind the glass back there is Ty Henderson, the pride of Westlake, and on site, the voice of the Westwood Warriors, Rodney Rodriguez, who will be joining us later on the show. Hey, before we get to our first guest, each week at this time, we have our Bush's Chicken Team of the Week, and this week we'd like to recognize the Vista Ridge Rangers. Coach Chad Scott led his Ranger squad to a 2-0 start in district play after their exciting defensive, thrilling 15-11 win against a very good McNeil Mavericks team. The Mavs leapt out to a 11-0 halftime lead, and the Mavs were impressive as well because they held the Rangers to 0 yards in the first half. But Vista Ridge defense really shined in the second half, highlighted by junior cornerback Joe Gaines made a key interception, had a sack on a 4th-and-7 in the game's final minutes to seal the win. Congratulations to the Vista Ridge Rangers for being recognized as our Bush's Chicken Team of the Week. And, Jeff, you have a little insight on that.
Hey, that was a great defensive performance by Vista Ridge, especially in the second half. Their offense was pretty non-existent in the first half, but they started clicking in the third quarter and got it going, and a big win for them.
We have a great show tonight. We'll once again talk to some great guests. We'll meet with Rouse head coach Josh Mann, Westwood running back Anais Vance, and Cedar Ridge head coach Sam Robinson. But before we get to our first guest, we had some UIL news this week involving San Marcos, the Rattlers. As you may remember, the UIL issued a 2-year playoff ban on the Rattlers as a result of questions involving some incoming freshmen that played on the San Antonio youth football team. Well, this week the UIL decided to not punish the upperclassmen on varsity that had really nothing to do with those freshmen in question, and is allowing the Rattlers to compete for the district for 2022 playoffs. The UIL stated that they could revisit the possible future ban following eligibility hearings on those specific players that were freshmen. But that's news in that happened this year. Let's get it started. I want to welcome back to Under the Lights my good friend, the head coach of the Rouse Raiders, Josh Mann. Coach, welcome back.
Thanks for having me, guys. Excited to be here.
Coach, 2022 season marks your 15th season at the helm of the Rouse Raiders. What do you enjoy still most about being the head coach out at Rouse?
Oh, gosh, it's the love of the community and everything. I mean, when you open a school, your blood's kind of invested in it. You know, I'm very blessed to have Charlie Rouse still there and still leading us and still checking on us weekly, and got some great administration. I've got great coaching staffs. I have friends. They're not just coaches. I mean, some of us have been together 15 years, you know, our volleyball coach, our cross country, our girls and boys basketball. I've got players that played for me now that are coaching for me. And our head tennis coach today was fighting for this championship. He played tennis for us. Will Noble's on staff. I've got some other guys in the district coaches. So all those little things like that are there. And it's just, it's a family, and it's something that's just, I can't see it doing really any other way right now.
That's awesome.
Coach, you're coming off that 48-28 win over Connolly. Just a quick thought about how your tough non-district schedule kind of prepared you guys for district play.
Oh, 100%. We definitely went out there and challenged ourselves, you know, with a really upcoming and great Lake Belton team. I think everybody may be surprised, and I knew how many 5-stars they had coming in. And so they were really good, you know, and we had a – you know, always going down to House Park and playing Anderson is always a tough game and a tough out there. And then you got Glenn and Liberty Hill, which those are two as big of rivals as we're going to play at Bible Stadium. So definitely tested us, and we, you know, came out of that thing. And I think, you know, week one right out of the gate with Conley, did play our best game. I think we still left a lot on the table. We had some uncharacteristic turnovers that we've got to clean up. We were kind of heckling and jawing special teams. Defense gave up a couple touchdowns that we shouldn't have. But, you know, you come out 20-point win and start District 1-0 and extend our district win streak. And, you know, now we got to go play a tough Belton team.
Well, that's a good segue. November 8th, 2019. You know that date? That's the last time you lost a district game.
I'm glad you said it. I didn't.
It's been an incredible last 2 years. Yes. Two district championships, undefeated. You start off this year undefeated in district. What are your thoughts on the last few seasons? It's been – Rouse has just been in the news.
It has. It's been a blessing. We've had some really great players, some really great coaches working with those teams, and it's just – we really went unscathed, you know, and that's during the pandemic.
Yes.
And, you know, and that's saying something. And we were blessed in health. We were blessed with great talent. And, you know, those two seasons moved on, and, you know, we graduated a lot of those kids that were part of that, and we got this new group that's leading us. And I think right now they're starting to find our niche, and that's what's scary is I don't think we've hit our potential this season at all. I know what we're capable of, and I think we have a chance to make another run like that again.
That's awesome.
Your tight end, Amari Haywood, first-year player, basketball guy. How do you have to get a guy like that on your squad? You got to go down – try to see what he's playing at basketball, baseball, you know what I mean? Going down the hallways.
Well, you see a 6'3 guy that looks like a defensive end out there on the court, and you're like, gosh, we got that. I'm blessed to have, you know, Coach Crisey's our head basketball coach. He's an Angelo State guy that we were talking kind of off the air about, and he's been with us since opened the school. And Amari was kind of interested, kind of wanted to do it. Very, very great basketball player. He spent a lot of his career doing that. And just this spring, he kind of kept sticking his nose around the weight room and, you know, kept talking and met with mom, met with dad, the parents, his guardians, and kind of just kept working through it. And so we kind of gave it a trial run in the spring, and he really fell in love with it. And he's starting. He's a beast. He's going to be a top watch player in this area for the next 2 years, I have no doubt. He's already starting to get some guys up in the upper levels going, hey, tell me about this kid. And he's going to have a lot of catches, a lot of touchdowns, and probably at some point being on the defensive line as well. So we're excited about having him out for us.
So awesome. You know, I want to ask you about two special players on your roster, sophomore wide receiver Judson Mann, senior linebacker Jace Mann. You know, over the years, I've seen and had so many – got to interview so many coaches who have had kids play on their teams. I wonder how you navigate being their coach and their dad while allowing yourself – have those dad memories too. You gotta allow yourself to do that, Coach.
Well, one, you have to have a great staff, and I love the men I coach with, and I trust them 100% with either one of my kids, and they're just as much of a father figure to them as I am. Then it goes back to, you know, looking at seeing Blake Gideon, that picture. I had a lot of conversation with Steve Gideon when Blake was going through there, knowing hopefully maybe one day, and got a lot of advice from guys like him. Coach Bresnahan, that was on my staff, we had his two sons come through, talk to Coach Ross, just a bunch of different people of how they handle it. And at the end of it, you kind of have to find your own way of doing
it.
I'm pretty tough on both of them at practice. Try not to bring too much football home, but I think both of them kind of have the itch to want to coach at some point. And, you know, and it's just there's moments, though, you're in the game and you're a fan. I'll never forget watching both of them their first time starting. I might have been as more nervous than they were. And then, you know, Jace had a great opening game his first sophomore year, and then Judson had his first touchdown and against Lake Belton. And you forget about everything else, and you're just so excited and happy for them in those moments. But the way they carry themselves, the men they are, you know, today's me and my wife's anniversary.
Oh,
so, yeah, this is how we spend our anniversary.
Oh,
when you get married in football season, this is what happens.
Good job, Rick. You ruined the whole anniversary.
Yeah. You bring Bush's chicken
home. Yeah, I'm taking Bush's chicken home. This is what you do. I mean, this is just how we celebrate it every year. And I mean, but it wouldn't be any other way, and I'm blessed to have her as our rock that allows me to do this and allows us to be who we are in our family. So it's a cool deal.
Well, you went to Angelo State University. Yes. I'm not going to ask whether or not y'all met there or anything, but just your thoughts about the coaching trees that you kind of pick up on from a school like that that's kind of known for, you know, getting a lot of coaches out there.
Yeah, it is. I didn't know that going into Angelo State when I went there. Just kind of blind luck falling into it. You know, God has a path for everybody, and I know, no doubt he steered that rudder for me. But, yeah, I mean, I've got so many buddies and friends that are across the state that are head coaches, assistant coaches, that are doing a phenomenal job. And it's great to have that kind of fraternity network of people around. And then I got blessed to be with great coaches like Chris Ross that, you know, we talked off air about how many head coaches came out of Cedar Park then. And so when you're able to be around that many great people, and when those moments and years you're not doing well, you lean on those guys. And, you know, and it's fun because some of the relationships I've established with these guys that weren't, you know, Coach Griffin at Georgetown, those years were, you know, hey, don't get down. Y'all are coaching well. Y'all are doing things, you know. I respect Coach Cecil more than maybe anybody else in this area and what he's doing with that Conley program. It may not be showing up in wins, but he's changing kids' lives. And you watch Conley play, you better be ready because they're going to fight you for four quarters. Mm. And that's not easy to do. Been there, and you see some teams just give up and go home. And those coaches that are doing that, I mean, we all want to win the 10-0 seasons and be state champions, but those are the guys that are making the difference in guys' lives all the time.
That's absolutely right. Hey, we've got Mason Shorb, a two-time member of the IHS Fan Top 10 team. Great kid. He's been on our show a couple different times. What makes Mason such a great quarterback?
His relentless energy he's one of the most intense guys I've been around. But he's also Mr. Cool, and he has a confidence about himself and the factors that just go into playing the game that I don't think you can measure. You know, believe me, we've been through the recruiting process with him, and everybody wants to nitpick every inch and everything.
Sure.
And you get into the draft, they'll talk about hand sizes and all that. But Mason, ever since I watched him pick up a football and play in youth football 7-on-7 in middle school and then as a freshman, I was like, this guy's going to be a special football player for us. I had no doubt about it. And he's still doing that, you know, and I think it's a true testament of how he's handling everything right now because we're not where we want to be. He's maybe not having the numbers is, but the way he's dealt with the adversity in this season and grown from it and learned from it, and now I guarantee he's about to put up the numbers he's always had, and he's doing a hell of a job for us.
And dealing with adversity, the fact that he did have a concussion and then had to sit out that second half, that's an adjustment that not only he but the coaching staff has to make. You got to always have that next guy ready to go because you never know.
Oh, and he hadn't lost but four games since he's been at Rouse High School up to this season, and so we're all learning a lot. And that's what, you know, that test that we challenge ourselves in that non-district was so important because we want to be a December playoff team if we can. And Mason was part of that process. And, you know, when you go through an injury like that and you get pulling off the field, I remember Jace had to go through that last year with Weiss, and it's just the frustration that those competitive nature athletes, and sometimes you don't funnel that always in the right direction because you're upset, you want to play, you're mad, and then concussions is a whole different animal with the head. And we definitely have, and I'm so lucky because Mr. Wayne Lawrence is my trainer. He was at Leander before he was at Rouse, and he's one of the foremost greats, so I don't even stress. He tells me we go by his protocols and everything we do, and it's top-notch. So that was a comfort, I think, to Mason and anybody that's in our program because when Lawrence says you can go. And if you're not, there is no if, and, buts. You're not. So it was just one of those things that, again, as a team, and it gave our other guy that's going to be coming up a lot of great reps in Jacob Van Ryan and, you know, and the future that he's going to have. And so he stepped in that game, got some great time in the second half. And so you just learn, and you got to be next man ready in this sport because, unfortunately, we all think we're going to play forever. But
that's true.
And you never know when that last moment's going to be.
Well, Coach, we appreciate you're always such a good friend to IHS Fan and certainly the radio show. We'll have you back on certainly again throughout the season. But good luck against Belton. You got Belton on the road this week, and then you're home next week, and then back on the road to Waco.
Yep.
A lot of travel miles for the Rouse Raiders in the next couple of weeks.
New teams in this district, so that's exciting. Never played Belton before. I'm looking forward to it and have great conversation, a lot of respect for what their program's done. I never played Waco, so we're gonna make the trip up 35. And, you know, we've been going south and east and Brenham and all these other places, so just kind of get to check these cool opportunities off. That's what's fun. It just changes the scenery, changes the opponents, and makes those weeks interesting because you don't know what you're getting into
awesome.
New stadiums and stuff. So it's exciting. It makes it fun.
Well, thanks so much for coming out to Bush's Chicken tonight, and happy anniversary.
Thank you. Yeah, I appreciate it. Yeah, no doubt. I'll grab the flyers before I go home right now.
Yeah, yes.
I did that at lunch today. We're good.
Corn nuggets work also.
Corn nuggets. I think she said mashed potatoes and fried okra. So
that's awesome.
Thank you, guys. I really appreciate it.
Josh Mann, the head coach, the only coach that – of the Rouse Raiders, 15 years. The winningest and the most losing coach. But, Coach, what a guy he is. Great friend. Earlier this week, before we get to our next guest, earlier this week I logged on to my Dave Campbell's Texas Football subscription to get some great info. I spent about an hour going through all of the info on area teams. Hey, for just $29.95 plus shipping and handling, you can purchase an annual subscription and get both of their print magazines each year and access to hundreds of premium articles on their website, TexasFootball.com. As a subscriber, you will be mailed both of their magazines directly to your house before they hit the newsstands. The website, again, is filled with insider commentary and great predictions. What a value. Go to TexasFootball.com, and at the top left of the homepage, click on the Subscribe Now button. Also, why don't you subscribe to TexanLive.com? That's the Texan Live is Dave Campbell's Texas Football's live streaming service with over 1,000 high school games streamed each year. That's TexanLive.com if you are a rabid high school football fan. And now it's time. We want to thank... What a good guy, Josh Bannon. Here on his anniversary, the head coach of the Rouse Raiders, it's time for the Covert Ford Player Spotlight. For over 100 years, Covert Ford has delivered its commitment to excellence to Central Texas with the latest cars, trucks, and SUVs. Visit covertford.com. I'd like to welcome to the show one of the area's best running backs, Westwood running back, Ananias Vance. And am I saying that right?
It's Ananias.
Ananias. Ananias, you know I'm the PA announcer for the Westwood Warriors. I got to get that right. Ananias, welcome to Under the Lights.
Thank you for having me.
And you're going to have to speak up. You're a soft-spoken young man, but speak into the microphone. Hey, before we get started, I have something for you. You know, on September 16th, we were supposed to come out to Westwood to give our weekly Bush's Chicken Player of the Week. Okay. But Westwood canceled the pep rally that day.
Oh, yeah, I remember that.
You know who we had as the Player of the Week?
No clue.
You, sir, you get the plaque for being the Bush's Chicken Player of the Week. Congratulations.
Thank you. I appreciate this.
All right. So, Ananias, let me talk to you a little bit about Westwood. Westwood, Coach Wood is one of my good friends. Rodney calls the games on the IHS Fan Network.
And I've been getting your name wrong, too, so I'm sorry.
Ananias.
I say it quick enough to where it's not that bad.
But Westwood's known for being a passing team over the years, but not this year. With you and Damani Stewart, tell us a little bit about the running back combo and what y'all are doing over there.
So I think what Coach is trying to, like, I think he's trying to establish, like a good like, run game. Like, when I'm in the game, I'm more of like a more like an attacking, and Damani's more of like a fast moving and quick pacing type of running back. And I think what he's trying to do is he's trying to establish the run game so the passing can open up.
Right. Yeah.
So a little thunder and lightning, huh?
Yes.
That we're going with here. So let's talk about your offensive line. I mean, obviously, if you've got a good ground game, it's partially because of the offensive line. Yes, let's give them a shout out and kind of tell me what you're seeing from up front.
Whenever I go to the line, it's most likely like. It's most likely I'm being met there, but I'm able to, like, move from the block. Like, whenever there's a block, I'm able to cut off easily because of my lineman. But whenever I'm there, it's a nice feeling, honestly. Like, I'm able to cut off really nice, and it's unbelievable, honestly.
So, Friday, you head to Gupton Stadium to play a very stingy Vista Ridge defense, giving up 10 points against Cedar Ridge and 11 points against McNeil. What are your thoughts on Friday night and what Warrior Nation can expect to see?
I definitely think we're going to have a challenge, but it's nothing my team and, like, it's nothing the Warriors really can't handle. If we really do play up to, like, our expectation, we really can destroy. We really are a good, like, we are really a good football team.
Yes.
If we execute and, like, if we establish the run game, like I said, we should be fine.
Right.
Maybe a quick thought also about, I've always kind of wondered, you've got, what, 2 seconds to get to that hole. That's pretty much the deal, right?
Yes,
because,
sir.
And then do you find yourself always sticking with the play? How much do you have to improvise and cut to the outside, things like that? Just how much does it change on the fly?
Sometimes it really just depends on the mood of the linemen. If the linemen are in a good mood, if they're having a good game, then yeah, the hole is going to be there. But sometimes I have to bounce it. Yes.
Talk to me about your relationship with Damani Stewart and how you both help each other, because obviously there's only one football and somebody's going to be carrying the ball one time during the play. But how do you help each other throughout the game and getting each other motivated when they're in the game and when you're not, and vice versa?
Dumani Stewart, he's one of my best friends. So, like, me and him, we go way back to since seventh grade. And, like, I always try to motivate him. Whenever he's down, like, I always try to, like, make him laugh. I make him, like, trying to smile and stuff. Like, he's usually not down like that, but I usually pick him up sometimes when he is. And whenever I'm down, he's always there to pick me up. It's just it's back and forth, and that's why we're literally so good.
And Damani's relatively new to football.
Yes,
like,
sir.
Last couple of years, he didn't really play as a youngster. I know Rodney has a question for
you. Yeah, and it's a great attack, you guys. I mean, it's like there's always a fresh guy that's going to be, you know, on the play. You'll be in for a couple of plays, then Damani comes in. Let's talk about your head coach. Let's talk about Coach Wood. I'll tell you, the fire in that guy is unbelievable. And yeah, I can tell with your expression there. But he totally believes in you guys. And that has to feel good as a player that you know that he always has your back no matter what.
Yes, sir. Coach Wood, he's definitely somebody. I really do love that guy. He's the one that convinced me to play during sophomore year. He's pushed me to be a better player, and he's pushed Damani to be a better player. It's really nice, and he's a nice person.
Yeah. How about a quick thought about, you know, the ability to run the ball early in the season? It's partially because Westwood has always passed the football so well. Maybe just a thought about, you know, setting up the run with – or setting up the pass with the run. A little strange way of looking at it, but, you know, at Westwood especially. But now that teams are starting to see you run more, you know, just kind of touch on that and the importance of having balance.
I definitely think that the defenses that we go against, they definitely shift their defensive plays just because that Westwood used to be a passing game. Like, mm-hmm. we didn't usually run the ball last year or like years before that, but now that we actually have a run game, they have to change their defense a way that we can actually attack it.
And before we let you go, we have to recognize the man in the middle, both sides of the football, Jack Zeebel.
Jack Zeebel.
You know, he's a man when he
yes,
plugs
he
that
is.
On the defense, and then he plays offense, right? Mm-hmm. So he's going both ways. He's got to be tired after the game.
He's extremely tired. I really love that guy. He's a character. I love him.
And Grant Yeager, too, right? Your senior?
Grant Yeager.
Well, you and Damani, both juniors, you got another year
yes,
together.
Sir, we
are both
and, juniors,
yeah. So you're, the sky's the limit. We appreciate you being on Under the Lights. How
Thank
did you,
you
did
I
wonderful.
I am still shaking.
You're still shaking. Oh, and before you go, we want to get a picture of you with that plaque so we can post it.
So that's Jay-Z and G Money are those guys you're talking about.
Okay.
Right?
Yeah. All right.
So
Thunder and Lightning.
We want to thank our guest in the first part of the show, Coach Josh Mann of the Rouse Raiders, and Ananias Vance.
Ananias.
Ananias. Ananias. I'm gonna get it.
Yeah.
Do you have a nickname?
Nias.
Nias.
Of course you do.
All right. I'm gonna go with Nias.
Go with Nias. Yes. There you go.
Hey,
that'll
thank
solve
you so
that
much.
Issue.
Say hello to
me.
Coach Wood and all the people out at Westwood. When we come back, we'll visit with the great Coach Sam Robinson of the Cedar Ridge Raiders. You're listening to the Horn 104.9 Under the Lights. Welcome back to Under the Lights. Hey, I want to thank our first two guests, Rouse head football coach Josh Mann, Westwood running back Nias Vance. Our next guest is the head coach of the Cedar Ridge Raiders, our good friend Sam Robinson. Coach, welcome back to Under the Lights.
Hey, thank you for having me.
Coach, your sixth season at the helm of Cedar Ridge. The Raiders have made the playoffs 9 straight seasons. In addition to great coaching, what do you think are some of the reasons that there's been so much success at Cedar Ridge?
Well, you know, we've always had a great group of kids. We've had good talent for sure. Really good parent support. Parents, you know, make sure their kids are where they're supposed to be and what they're supposed to do. So we've had great parent support. Great kids, good character, and come every day, work hard every day, and they have a good bit of talent too. So that
yes.
always helps.
And you know, going into this season with 5 returners on offense, 5 on defense, I mean, you don't know for sure what you've got, and at the same time, expectations are always so high because you've been in the playoffs 9 straight years. How do you deal with those expectations?
You know, we really don't talk about it much. I know that's kind of a cliche, but we just try to take care of ourselves. We really preach to our kids to focus on ourselves, not look outside the program. You know, this is a new team. Take care of yourself. We feel like we'll have enough talent on the field that if we do that, we'll win some games. So we really don't talk about expectations a lot, but they're there, you know. So there's always the playoff streak and stuff like that comes up, but really just try to focus on ourselves.
Cedar Ridge has always had a long line of great running backs, including one great young man who we were just talking about off there. He's in the Heisman discussion, the great Deuce Vaughn. But names like Simi Bakari, C.J. Rittenhouse, you've had a couple great running backs this year, Sincere Best and Carlos Jackson. What makes those two young men this year so good?
You know, they run hard. Sincere Best, you know, particularly he runs really, really hard, stays with the linemen. They let their linemen do some work, and they try to stay in it and give them guys a chance, and they'll stay with the running game. And I think that's credit to our coaching staff as well. We go in, and that's kind of one of our deals is we always want to be able to run the ball and stop the run. We feel like you can win a lot of high school football games if you can do those two things. So our coaches stick with the running game and preach it, and there's a lot of pride to be that, you know, next Cedar Ridge running back. Got a sophomore up there, Reggie Hurley, as well, that is getting some carries. So, you know, it's a big deal at Cedar Ridge to run the ball.
Funny story is years ago when Coach Ford was still with Cedar Ridge, he said, I was the PA announcer, and he said, Rick, I'm going to play. This was in the playoffs. He said, I'm going to play a young kid, freshman. You don't know who he is, but we're going to put him in during the playoffs. His name's Deuce. I said, Deuce, is that his nickname? No, Deuce Vaughn is his name. But does Deuce ever call the youngsters and come and visit with the kids?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, his mom, he still has a sister in high school there, Cameron. And so his mom, she's in the royalty, and so his mom's still very active and at Cedar Ridge. They live right down the street. So when he's back in town, he always comes by, and anytime he comes by, we definitely have him talk to our kids. He's a great speaker. If y'all have ever, you know, y'all seen him on TV, he's a great speaker. And
one of my favorite guests of all time. Him and Chase Griffin are my top two players that have ever been on the show.
Yeah, absolutely. And so he's always gives them a good message, a very positive guy, and he backs it up in every way. You know, his character, his work ethic, his talent. And, you know, so when he talks, I mean, people listen.
Exactly.
And, you know, this year, touch on the district a little bit, starting off beating Westwood last week, coming off the loss to Vista Ridge, but then now playing Stony Point. These are the games that, you know, because you might have trouble with Vandegrift. You might have trouble with Round Rock, although it seems like you guys don't have trouble with Round Rock.
Well, we do.
But when you look at the big picture, though, I mean, this district is loaded, and you've got to be ready to go each and every week and, you know, trying to lock down one of those playoff spots.
Yeah, you know, and this isn't coach talk. I mean, sometimes you say it, but, like, really when you went into the district, and especially after the first three games, I mean, you're sitting there thinking that there's not a single team out of the eight that, you know, you would be just totally shocked if they got into the playoffs. I mean, I feel like all eight, like, could legitimately get in the playoffs. And so that's tough, you know. It's going to be a weird district. It always does play out. You know, last couple of years we beat Round Rock, well then Round Rock turned around and beat Vandy, and so it's very, very heavy district. I mean, I still think like Westwood's a good team. They lost a couple, so they're going to have to get going. But all eight of them going into district, we thought, man, anybody can get in the playoffs. So you could win any week. You could win, but you could definitely lose as well.
Exactly. You know, Coach Mann was on the show. I know you got a chance to talk to him before he left. It was his anniversary. I mean, my goodness, what commitment to our show. He comes to our show on his anniversary. But, you know, he has two sons playing for him. You also have a son, number 9, Baron Robinson, that plays for you. I'll ask you the same question. I wonder how you navigate being Baron's coach and his dad while allowing yourself on the sideline to still have a chance to have a dad proud moment.
You know, it's tough at times. It's weird, you know, and he's playing safety, and I coach the safeties. I still coach the secondary. So, you know, it's a lot of fun. It's a lot of moments that, man, not a lot of dads get. So, man, it's awesome. But at heart, I do miss stuff that, you know, that he does, and miss some stuff and have to, you know, you can't just turn loose and be all dad,
right,
and hold him accountable and stuff like that. So you there is some awkward times or whatever, but man, overall he's a good kid and works hard and listens, so it's a pretty good relationship.
It's a special time, and I, you know, over the years I've talked to so many coaches who have had kids playing for them, and I was just reminding them, you know what, this is a special time for you. It's okay every now and then to be a dad too, you know, and on the sidelines. And I know you will, but it's a special time, and it's so great to see him. I remember when he was just a little ball boy for you.
Well, it's fun, you know. He's I've since he's been born, I've pretty much been at least a defensive coordinator and been running the same defense for a long, long, long time. And I have a defense coordinator, but we still run the same defense. So he's seen a lot of football games in this defense, and he knows it. He knows it pretty well. He knows what he's doing, and that helps him out.
An unpaid coach on the staff.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, we know Chad Scott, James Keller at Maynard, Scott Hermes at McNeil. These are guys that are fairly new in this district as far as coaching, but this district is loaded with coaches who've been around for a long time. I mean, right. Jeff Cheatham, Round Rock, Coach Craig Cheshire at Stony Point. I mean, he's been there for like 40 years. Anthony Wood at Westwood. And yourself, and Drew Sanders, too, at Vandegrift. Thoughts about having that longevity, staying at this school, really getting a chance to kind of build this program?
Yeah, it's pretty neat, and you get to know those guys real well. And that's been a fun thing, too, just knowing, like, always being in the same district and knowing I coach for Coach Cheshire. Coach Cheshire has quite a coaching tree.
If you really dig
into Coach Cieslett, Conley, there's head coaches all over and coordinators all over that have come through Stony Point. So knowing those guys, I mean, it's like an honor to coach with those guys. And then they're very helpful. They're very helpful to young coaches. When I first came into Cedar Ridge as the head coach when I got promoted, Colin Cheatham, Colin Wood all the time, Coach Cheshire.
Right.
They know how to bend rules or whatever, get what we need. But now they're great guys. And then they've all established themselves as really good coaches, really good programs. You know each other. That becomes a little bit tough, too, because you know each other so well that it's hard to surprise anybody on Friday night. Mm-hmm. So that becomes a challenge.
Speaking of your old head coach, Coach Cheshire, I think you play them this week.
Yes, sir.
The Stony Point Tigers and the Cedar Ridge
Raiders. The Whataburger battle.
They got a lot of weapons. Cam Cook, IHS fan, top 10 running back. Braylon James, who transferred from Del Valle over to back to Stony Point from where he first started. A lot of weapons on that team. Tell us what Raider Nation can expect on Friday.
Man, it ought to be an exciting game. What's crazy is Braylon James was those guys that when they were freshmen. He was at Stony Point as a freshman. In our class, that was probably the best freshman game I've ever seen in my life. It was unbelievable, like the plays that were made and the hits. They had like a lot of talent. We had some really big hitters, very physical. It's still one of my favorite freshman games I've ever seen. But I think you're going to expect to see that. You're going to see a lot of fireworks, a lot of big plays on offense. You know, especially from them guys. And then you're going to see it's going to be a pretty physical game. I think like our kids ready. We're going to get after them, and. try to turn it into more of a physical game than a fast game, and we'll see how that goes.
You touched on something. I just want to what's that fine line between as a head coach when you've got an official and you know maybe he didn't make the right call, that fine line of when to bark a little bit and when to back off. That's what you're talking about when you're talking to Coach Cheshire and getting some ideas about how to handle that.
and I got to get better at the officials. Do a great job, and it's amazing how many times you kind of mad during the game, and I've been very guilty of that. But get over and watch film later, and it's not as obvious as
and they were right.
They were right, or sometimes they aren't, but like it's not as obvious. You know, like all right, I can see. I think that's still wrong, but I can see why he called that or didn't call that, but. Yeah, you know, just processes and who to go to for help and, anything. And you got to be careful about that and how to treat officials, man. They have a tough, tough job. And those coaches will call you out, too, and say, hey, man, you know, they might give you some advice like that. We had some officials this week that had you a couple weeks ago, and they're kind of tired of it, you know, or better back off. Or they look out for me, and I – definitely, if I get a chance, would look out for those guys as well.
And it's a thankless job, too. You know, officiating can be tough.
I know so many of those guys because I was in the chapter for a while. It is thankless. They also are very short on officials. So a lot of the officials that we're seeing on varsity fields this year and last year really are entry officials.
Inexperienced.
They normally, on any other years, would never be on a varsity field. So that's part of it, too, that they're because they're short, it's just the way it is right now. So if you want to be an official, I know Tasso is looking for some great people. And I know it's not a question of you ever thinking badly of official, but you get in the heat of the moment. You're wanting to win.
Yeah.
And
what is the
process of being a high school coach? Obviously, wins are so very important. But it's more than that. You're a leader of young men, and over the years, you know, if you're not having a winning season, you still want to give something to those young men. What are your thoughts on being in that thought process?
Well, you know, we talk about it. We talk about winning. That's the goal, and we feel like we have some things that we do, you know, or like some four things that we do that we talk about that we feel like if you do these things, it's going to put you in a position to win. The score will take care of itself, you know, just self-discipline and accountability, commitment, sacrifice, things like that. But we're never going to define ourselves by a win or a loss. You know, we're never going to define a season by wins or losses totally. If some of that stuff's out of your control every once in a while, you just, you know, we play a team that physically maybe we're better than, and bottom line is we're fixing to beat them, whether we do things right or not, and vice versa. Sometimes we play teams that are probably just – they're going to beat us. And I'm not going to – I try to be the same after every game. Really, once the game's over, I try to give the same message. You know, the truth is somewhere in the middle. There are some things that were good, probably not as good as you think. There are some things that were bad, probably not as bad as you think. But I truly believe that. And you, if you're just going to define yourself totally and completely by wins or losses – you're probably going to end up pretty miserable.
Yeah. And it's not for high school for sure. It's still so much to learn for these young men. They only get so many football games.
Right.
And you don't want to make it miserable on them. This is the memories that they'll have for the rest of their lives too. Coach, you're always a great friend. All the games, all the Cedar Ridge games can be watched on the IHS Fan Network. And follow us on Twitter to get all the information and links. I know Stony Point versus Cedar Ridge will be on the IHS Fan Network this week. Thanks so much for being on Under the Lights.
Thank you for having me.
Go get some chicken.
Thanks, Sam.
The great Coach Sam Robinson, our good friend, the head coach of the Cedar Ridge Raiders. And Cedar Ridge Raiders, 9 straight years in the playoffs. I know Coach doesn't want me to say that, but you know, it is a streak.
It's okay if you say it, right?
It is a streak. Hey, when we come back, we're going to have a lot of fun. We're going to talk about last week's scores. We're going to talk about this week's games and get Rodney Rodriguez involved in the conversation. You're listening to 104.9 The Horn, Under the Lights. Welcome back to Under the Lights. Here at Bush's Chicken, 551 Whitestone. Come on out. There's still time to get some great chicken. Lots of people here eating that chicken. We want to thank our guest tonight, Coach Josh Mann of the Rouse Raiders. Coach Sam Robinson of the Cedar Ridge Raiders. It's a Raiders night. And Nias Vance, the running back, one of the great running backs for the Westwood Warriors. Rick Epstein along with Jeff Power. And we're going to bring Rodney Rodriguez. Let's go over some scores from last week. Rouse beat Connolly 48-28. Navarro over Eastside, 44-6. Bowie beat Austin High, 51-14. Crockett over Lassa. And Lassa's got a tough one this week. You know who they play? LBJ. Mm-hmm. The team that they kind of broke from. They were combined at the hip there. Crockett beat them 63-0. Georgetown scored 70 points, beating Hendrickson 70-28. Dripping Springs. Mm. Boy, let's start talking about Dripping Springs, 35-0 over Johnson. Cedar Ridge, we just talked to Coach Robinson. They beat Westwood 41-14 in a game where Westwood jumped out to a 14-0 lead in that one. Anderson finally gets in the win column, dumps Aikens 59-7. Westlake over Del Valle 73-7. Vandegrift beat Manor 34-6 in a game that I was a little surprised in that score.
Yeah, that score for sure. And then Manor led 6-0.
And then Vista Ridge, our team of the week, coming back over McNeil, 15-11. Round Rock over Stony Point, 32-16. Liberty Hill over Cedar Creek, 70-10. And some other scores, Pflugerville 29, Chaparral 0. LBJ beat McCallum, 68-14. Glenn beat Leander, 27-14. Let's talk a little bit about the district records right now as we go. 11-5A D1, you know, we're 5 games into it, and you know, district schedule, district leaders, College Station and Glenn and AM Consolidated all undefeated.
Yeah, I mean, Glenn's 4-1 overall, 2-0 in district. And, you know, I think that, not that that's a surprise, but the fact that they're on either side of College Station, A&M Consolidated, that's going to be a dogfight to the finish. Cedar Park, I'm not sure what we get from week in to week out, but maybe picking it up, though.
Let's talk about Cedar Park. They played basically a 6A preseason schedule.
You're right.
They played basically all of 25 6A teams, and they're 1-4, but they're 1-1 in district, and they'll be in the hunt.
Yeah, you know, we were talking about that off the air. You know, Jeff and I, this is when it counts. This is when it counts. And that is a storied, tradition-rich program right down the road in Cedar Park. And they know how to win, and they're going to come around. They're going to come around. It's a brand-new season.
Yeah,
it's
a brand-new season. Georgetown. I mean, Georgetown is always in the hunt. They
absolutely
can score with anyone, obviously.
They scored 70, yeah. 12, 6A, D2, Harker Heights, Temple, and Bryan, and Midway right now. If the season ended today, they'd be the playoff games. Weiss, 0-2 in district. They're the and Hutto 0-1. 25-6A. This is the brutal 6A district. Vandegrift, Vista Ridge, and Round Rock all undefeated. And boy, Cedar Ridge, they play Stony Point this week, but they finish with Manor, Round Rock, mm-hmm. Vandegrift.
Yeah.
My goodness.
Yeah, that's why they got to get the wins now, because, you know, you don't want to put too much pressure on yourself those last 3 weeks.
Right, and it really comes down to what Coach Rob was talking about right there. In any one of those teams is capable of beating each other any week. There, I was talking about it on the broadcast Friday night. There is not a team that you can look at in 25-6A as an outlier. They're all really, really good. Yeah.
And, you know, shout out to Drew Sanders. I mean, I just think that when Vandegrift, they play fundamentally sound. They don't make many mistakes.
They don't.
And they just really took it to Maynard.
That'd
be a much closer
that
game.
That was one of those moments of we're still in charge.
They
that
are.
That was
exactly
a we're still in charge moment.
26-6A, obviously the surprise team. Not surprise, but, I mean, look, let's face it. It's 6A for the first time. Dripping Springs, 3-0. Westlake, 3-0. Bowie, 3-1. Lake Travis, 2-1. So Lake Travis in that rare position of maybe fighting for a playoff spot. They'll be there when it's all said and done, for sure. And then, of course, Anderson, probably the best 1-3 district teams in the state. They're a good team, but they finally got the win against Aikens.
Well, and you know, Dripping Springs has got some big games coming up with Lake Travis and Westlake in back-to-back weeks, I think in about 2 weeks. So we're going to know a lot more about Dripping Springs at that point.
Yeah, yeah. You have to be really impressed with Drip. I mean, they've made an immediate impact. I mean, the walk-off win over Vandy, you know, what a great way to start the season. Mm-hmm. I mean, you know, you're thinking, man, is that the season highlight? Well, it's just getting better, and they're definitely there to be a factor in 26-6A.
Let's talk about some games this week. Thursday night, you got Pflugerville at Waco, University, Crockett at Navarro, Dripping Springs at Aikens. That should be an easy cakewalk for Dripping. Eastside at Travis and Austin at Johnson. And we'll have that one on the IHS Fan Network out at Bob Shelton Stadium. It's Friday night, San Marcos with the big news this week that they can qualify for the playoffs this year. Their district opener against Clemens. Anderson at Westlake, and that will also be on the IHS Fan Network. Sean Clinch on that call. Del Valle at Lake Travis. Stony Point at Cedar Ridge. And that's a rivalry, mm-hmm. Rodney, because basically Cedar Ridge was created from the heart of Stony Point.
Yeah, absolutely. At a time that Stony Point was really kicking on about eight cylinders. So you know that rivalry, you know that's still there. You know Cheshire is that's always in the back of his mind. And that Whataburger Bowl right there is going to be a good one.
Manor at Round Rock at Dragon, McNeil at Vandegrift, Westwood at Vista Ridge, Harker Heights at Hutto, Coppers Cove at Weiss, Cedar Creek at Bastrop, San Antonio Veterans at Liberty Hill, McCallum at Northeast, Rouse at Belton, Cedar Park at College Station, Eastview at Glen, Leander at Georgetown, and Hendrickson at A&M Consolidated. Lots of games this week. Doesn't look like many teams have buys this week. Mm. It's Texas OU week. You're going to LSU, Jeff, to see LSU, Tennessee.
Yeah, that's going to be fun. But it's all Friday night. I'll be at the Westwood game with Rodney, with Mr. Ridge.
That's yes. going to be fun. Come see me. Come see me upstairs.
I'll find you.
And I'll be over at the Stony Point. I'll be at the Stony Point Cedar Ridge game at Kelly Reeves. I'll be the PA announcer out there. Folks, you know, y'all, any last thoughts from either of you?
Must win, I think, for a lot of teams going in. This part, you know, you're in district play pretty much everybody now, and you got to win these games.
Right. You know, I talked about it last week. This is when the players are really starting to establish themselves, players being teams. And now is the gauntlet. Now is the gauntlet. Now it's go time. It's crunch time. This is when it's really going to get exciting.
I want to thank all of our guests today, Coach Robinson, Coach Mann, Nias Vance. I want to thank Rodney Rodriguez, Jeff Power, and the man back in the studio, Ty Henderson. My name is Rick Epstein. We will see you next week under the lights.